This is it. This is the final talk with Mayor Ron Toyota before you're officially.
So this is a news thingy. Like, this isn't.
The fun part about these is it is informal. It's more of just a conversation. Yep. So, Mayor Ron, how do you feel you fared in this election so far in terms of the amount of effort you've put into it?
Well, it's literally, Jensen, it's too early to say, how do I feel? I'll feel much better at 9 p.m. Saturday night. But it's like all previous elections. This is my format, is that we have a campaign office. Once we were allowed to start putting up signs and doing our advertising, et cetera, we just do the best we can and do it our way. And I think a lot of the other candidates have done the same. I think one of my advantages, if you want to say, is I have an amazing family. My wife, my two daughters, they have been helping me every day, except Sunday, because we took Sunday off.
That's good.
But we've been in that campaign office 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. every day and doing a lot of flag waving. We've got a few supporters that come out and help us. It's just getting the message out there. And at the same time, it's about having a bit of fun, because if you can't smile a little bit, if it's going to be tedious, it's not worth another 4 years.
When we first spoke, and this was, you know, almost right after the declaration of candidates happened, you told me that your message was positive growth and positive change. Is your message essentially the same?
It's essentially the same. We have rewarded it, so to speak. But I have all my brochures from in 08 when I ran to 11 to 14, and now we're in 18. But that message was the same. It was about leadership, it was about willingness to serve, and it was about communication. What we're doing this campaign and our theme is building together, our best days are ahead. And the reason for that is because it's not just town council, it's just not town staff. It's working with the regional district directors, regional district staff, and the Lower Kootenai Band. And anyone else, it's all the citizens, and it's about listening to them and working with them. Now, when we say listening to, someone can have a great idea that they think is the best thing out there, but it's about what is good for the community. It's not what is the idea that's going to help my individual purpose. So it's about community, and we've taken a lot of the community input, and I think an example of that is the fire hall by this council to rework the program. We created an advisory select committee, and there was a lot of public input. There was a lot of meetings and public open houses. We hired a consultant. I mean, we have been so detailed in all of this. I think it's good, because once we have a successful referendum, then we can use all of this information, and it's going to be very healthy for our new fire hall.
Excellent. You say that you've been listening to people. However, there are those, and especially those who are running against you or who are preaching the message that you haven't been listening. And I think it's pretty obvious that, you know, people are going to say that. I mean, they're running against you. Why wouldn't they say it? But what do you say in response to that? What do you say to those who feel like they haven't been listened to at all?
Well, there's always going to be a percentage, and no one's going to go into an election and try and get 100%. I mean, if you were acclaimed, you can say you had 100%. But listening is the opportunity for people to come and see me. My office door for 10 years has been very front and center. I've done coffee talks. I've been doing the weekly interview, Mayor's Minute, on Juice FM, which I'm very grateful for. Plus, I've done the I Love Creston articles, etc. And I believe our town has put out communications, newsletters, and all that sort of stuff. So, yes, there may be people out there that say I am not out there enough. But unfortunately, I'm a human being. I can only be in so many places, so many times, or at so much at one time. But I think, in fairness, I have been, I and council have been available when needed. And we are out there. Some of the issues that may be out there, well, there's always room for improvement. And that's where I said that Kaizen, which is a Japanese term, and it just means continuous improvement. And that's what we keep working on.
Excellent. you have two competitors. There's Bill Hutchinson and Mary Jane Blackmore. And I've noticed that Mary Jane's been very prominent on social media. It seems to be more or less her go-to. I've seen a lot of your ads. I've seen a lot of your, mailed in pamphlets, et cetera, et cetera. But I haven't seen you on social media as much as her. And social media has actually been brought up by people who are running for counselor, namely Keith Goforth's daughter, Karen Goforth, that the town itself just isn't really engaged in social media as much as it could. And this isn't just for elections. This is for promoting the town for tourism. Do you think engaging in social media more could be a key factor in your success?
I don't know about my success, but definitely it is the wave of the future. It's current right now, et cetera, et cetera. When you mentioned the individuals you did, they're all in a different generation and they're very comfortable with it. It's not my comfort zone. I do have people that are helping me with it. I know that we have town staff that are very comfortable with it. So yes, it's definitely going to grow and it's definitely going to be the vehicle to attract and do whatever we have to do. But for me personally, one of the problems when you're in my position, and I have written about this, is that Facebook, social media has become, in my terminology, very simply, it's become a toxic echo chamber. What that is someone will throw an idea, comment, or what out there, and then people will just explode with their own version and comments. And it's not healthy. It's the negative is bad. And people, I think, if you're trying to promote your community and your town and all the good things and people are tearing it down, that can't help the person that is out there that's not really fully aware of what is going on. So I think it's a good vehicle. I think it's very, very sound. But when it's used in the wrong way, I can't endorse it.
It's good. It's good to have a team of people in charge of social media. I can tell you right now, I can think of a certain president who could use a social media team to stem some of the tweets that may have gotten him into a little bit of trouble. Hashtag Covfefe.
Yes, well, he's a big boy. He knows how to handle himself, and that's his way and whatever. But I would not be comfortable with that. I would love to be able to have a conversation with individuals and with the campaign office being open, et cetera. We've had a lot of people coming in, and they have a comment or they want to know about what can be done about this or that or whatever. But it is it's a now communication tool, and it's going to be getting even more so. So one, on my side, I'm going to have to learn. And
it might be dead by then.
It'll take a while.
It might be dead. I'm not even kidding. I think their stock, their value has decreased 30% since last year. Mm-hmm. So Facebook has definitely been going through a change. I want to get back to communication. We've created a Firehouse Select Committee. You know, we're aiming for a referendum so that there can be money borrowed. And I've noticed, I talked to Ernie Polsom about the desired location, and it's the one right by Pilos, I believe.
Correct.
However, there's a number of other locations that are already owned by the city and have infrastructure in place. If this goes through and people vote yes, there are a lot of people who want the quote-unquote more affordable fire hall and especially want it on land already owned by the city with the infrastructure. How will they know that they're not going to just be ignored? Because once this money comes in, I think there's a few people out there that are worried that, oh, well, we're just going to go ahead with all the preferred locations and all the preferred choices, and that's the end of that story.
I think there's still ample opportunity for public input, et cetera. But to those that are out there saying that we should be building on town property, that, I think, the Advisory Select Committee reviewed it very intensively, et cetera. I would like to make a point that where some people say it should be built, which is the Cedar Street area next to the RCMP building, ROCP in 2001, that OCP, our current one, which is the one we did last year in 2017, replaced the 2001 OCP. that tells you how long apart we were. In the 2001 OCP, that property was shown there, and it never ever indicated it would be a fire hall. It said it would be, it could be used for a future ambulance facility or a future Chamber of Commerce facility, but it never said anything about a fire hall. So I take a little bit of, I'm concerned that people are saying that's where it should be because that's where it was supposed to be put, yet there's nothing in our documentation that says that. At the same time, the property that we do recommend, there are opportunities to save some money, work with the PLO Loblaw organization. There are all sorts of opportunities, and I believe that once we have a successful borrowing referendum, and if I'm still in the position at council, I would endeavor to go find more funding so that we borrow less. And that's the whole point of the game. You can't go out and ask for money if you don't already have something committed to.
And just final question in regards to the fire hall. Would you perhaps support a mixed unit building? So it's not just a fire hall. It could also be, you know, maybe a hardware store or maybe a couple of, maybe put a microbrewery in there, you know, make it so that the facility and the space itself could be used for other things and bring them more revenue.
I believe that's all valid opportunity. And as has been stated, with a successful borrowing referendum, we will strike a design and build team. And that happened with our aquatic center, and I can get very detailed about that.
Oh, we don't have time for that. I'm kicking you out soon. Didn't you see the clock running red?
So the design team came up with a tremendous design in the end that was never even considered when they were doing the borrowing. So those types of doors can be opened, and the opportunities will be examined thoroughly.
Well, thank you very much. And this is it. This is your final thing to say on Juice FM before the election. So if you want to read anything off, by all means, go ahead.
Well, my only comment is to my theme is that building together, our best days are ahead. Thanks, Jensen.
Thank you very much.